we get the draw for the fourth and final qualifying round of the Emirates FA Cup, and it's probably one of the toughest draws you could get. AFC fouled away. What was your thoughts when that was pulled out of the hat?
Yeah, obviously it's going to be a really difficult game playing against a National League opponent. But given obviously what happened Saturday, we won't be fearful going into that fixture. We're going to go and make it as competitive as we possibly can. And we know that we know that we've got attacking threat, and we know that, you know, based on how we performed Saturday, that we can be defensively really solid and compact. So we've got to try and couple both of those things together into one performance. And of course, you know, we know we'll have spells of being out of possession, and you've got to really grind it out. But the energy that we displayed in our performance on Saturday, alongside the tactical discipline, we shouldn't be fearful of anybody at this stage. And we've earned the right to be pitting our wits against a club that is that's playing in the National League. We've earned that right. We deserve to play against a team of that caliber. So hopefully, again, we can just go and perform at our very best. That's all we can ever ask, isn't it? So, it's obviously an occasion to really look forward to. But, of course, we've got Stalley Bridge now, my first league game since I've been in charge. And obviously, our focus is fully on that, because we've got some real catching up to do in the league.
You have, and we'll touch on that in a moment, because I think it's quite interesting, the fact that you've had nearly a month as manager now. I think it is actually a month today, as we record this on the Monday, since you were appointed as manager, and you're yet to play a league game. But just looking at that AFC Fylde game, does being what people would perceive to be massive underdogs, does that work in your players' favour and yourselves' favour, because no one's expecting you to go to Fylde and pick up the victory?
Yeah, I think so. I think being the underdog always means that you don't have to motivate the group. They are clearly going to be right up for the challenge. I think it probably does help. And of course, you know, whilst they've done really well getting into the National League, their form, their start to the season has been a challenging one, having won just a couple of games up to this point. So, yeah, it'll be a game where the pressure's on them to expect to obviously beat us, and we can go there and hopefully play with the shackles off and really, really give it our best shot.
And it will give your lads a chance to showcase once again what they can do. And obviously, don't want to mention that, I'm sure the players won't be mentioning it or thinking about it, and I know you and Peter Ward will certainly not be mentioning it, but you're 90 minutes away from the first round proper of the Emirates FA Cup, and the cameras could be potentially coming back.
Yeah, I think if you were offered that opportunity at the start of the season to be given, you know, to go into a one-off game with the carrot of qualifying for the first round proper, then any club would absolutely snap your hand off at that, regardless of the opponent that you end up having to play. So, yeah, of course, it's all the carrot's there for us, isn't it, to try and achieve, you know, something absolutely incredible.
As you mentioned before, Stalley Bridge on Saturday, and I want to look at that game because, again, as you mentioned, it's your first league game as a gaffer for League Time, because all your previous games have been cup matches. How much does it change then from being a one-off cup game to being a game where you're chasing 3 points in the league? Because, as you said, you've got a bit of catching up to do on some of the other clubs.
Yeah, and I don't think our approach changes, Rich. I think it's still the same way that we're trying to 11v11 beat the opponent that we're faced with, and that's the same if it's a cup game or if it's a league game. But yeah, absolutely, it's a strange scenario to be in, having had five games so far under myself and not having actually had a league game. So we've got no reward for, obviously, the four victories that we've had in terms of the league position. And yeah, we need to start restart our league campaign on the front foot, because quite quickly the other teams will obviously, you know, that played more games will find themselves in a position where they've got more points than us, and we've got to make sure that gap doesn't get too big without concerning ourselves on that at this moment in time. we don't want to be in a position where where we've got six, seven games in hand, and you can kind of look at that and go, well, oh, if you win four or five of them, then you're going to land yourselves here at this point in the table. Ultimately, you want to have the points on the board. So, that makes Saturday a big game for us.
And they're also up there as well. Stalybridge third in the league table. And I think right at the start of the season when people were doing their predictions, they were putting Stalybridge alongside Leek Town to be up there challenging for promotion.
Yeah, and of course it's been a transitional period for them with changes behind the scenes off the pitch and a new manager coming in. Who's brought obviously a new backroom team in, but they've started the season well. So yeah, absolutely, we know it's going to be a tough game at their place, but it's a game that I'm sure they will recognise that we pose a real threat in as well. So it should be a really good game of football. I'm really looking forward to it.